This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Heading into Friday, I hope you're ready for the weekend. And as you move through this last work day of the work week, I hope that you move through it with a sense that God is involved in this day with you. You're not in it alone. You're not just trying to meet your deadlines. But actually, this day is a part of your spiritual journey. And God wants to be a part of this day with you. The most important part of any day is the time you spend with God in it. Just focusing on what He might have to say to you, realigning your life with what really matters. And God's perspective on life is what sets our direction on what really matters. We're looking all this week at the very beginning of the Bible, the first chapter of the Bible, Genesis chapter 1. When you come to the very end of this chapter, and we've looked at how God created this universe and each of the days of creation, the things He made, and finally yesterday we looked at His creation of mankind and how it reflects the relational, personal nature of God and how He made us in His image in a way that gives us such value in His eyes and should give us value in each other's eyes too, as made in the image of God. At the very end of the chapter, the last verse, verse 31, it says, "And God saw everything that He had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening and there was morning, the sixth day." The first few verses of the next chapter say this: "Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God finished His work that He had done, and He rested on the seventh day from all His work that He had done. And so God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it God rested from all His work that He had done in creation." Now, you just notice the reason God rested. It doesn't say God was exhausted after 6 days of creation. No, God's power is inexhaustible. God didn't rest because He was tired. What does it say? "Thus the heavens and the earth were finished. On the seventh day, God finished His work that He had done, and He rested." He rested because He was finished. God made this world how He wanted, and when He saw it, it was very good. Now, yes, it's true. We look at the world around us today and we say, there's a lot in this world that is not very good. Yes, God put us in this world and gave us the choice to love Him or reject Him, because He wanted real love, and real love is only there if you can choose not to love. We turned that potential into reality, the potential of evil. It was a good thing because it allowed real relationship between us and God. Unfortunately, we chose the wrong end of that choice. And so there is so much struggle in this world, because not only did our lives become broken, but all of creation became broken with us. God is wanting to restore that, though. Yes, He rested from His creation. But the Bible tells us if any person turns to Jesus Christ, they become a new creation. God wants to rebuild and restore the brokenness that's in your life. As you look at your life today, do you feel that brokenness? Is there something in you that says, man, things should not be this way? This world is a mess, and I know that it's not right. Do you feel in your own heart, in your own inner life, that something is missing, that something's not right? Well, I want to tell you that thing that's missing is God. He made you to function properly in relationship with Him. And now He wants to recreate you, to begin restoring and renewing His image in you so that you can have a healthy relationship with Him as He designed you to have, and then a healthy relationship with the people in your life too. Only God can do that. You can't fix your own life, but God can. He's the one who designed us, and He can recreate us. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.